Praise be Jesus and Mary. The spiritual writer, Father Francis Fernandez, gives us an interesting commentary and reflection on today's gospel of the blind man whose sight is restored. Father Fernandez sees in the blindness of the man healed by Jesus an inability sometimes on the part of Christians to realize that they are surrounded by occasions of sin, a blindness to the sin and to the dangers of sin around them. Any comments on how necessary it is that Christians do not go to places or shows which are incompatible with their state as disciples of Christ? We have to, again, as we deepen our relationship with our Lord, our eyes should become open to the fact that, wow, we are surrounded by temptations and occasions of sin, some of which are avoidable, and we as Christians have to avoid them. So I'll just read to you from Father Francis Fernandez an interesting meditation. He says, "Christianity has not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He asks us the same fidelity, the same fortitude and example that he asked of his first disciples. Nowadays, we too must row against the current on many occasions. It could arise that our friends might not understand at first, but this is often the first step towards drawing them closer to God and helping them to decide to live themselves a deeply Christian life. Our loyalty to God will lead us to avoid the occasions of danger to our soul." So before watching television, for example, at home, or going out to a show, we have to be sure that we see and hear that what we see and hear will not be an occasion of sin. We have to first do the research before we watch something, before we go out to see something. If there is any doubt in our minds, then the only course for us is to keep away from such entertainments. And if we have been badly informed and attend a show that does not match up to our moral standards as good Christians, we will get up and walk out. Because if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. Very frequently it might happen on the internet, you know. Video watching is a pastime, a beloved pastime of many a person today, you know, just watching video after video. And if ever a doubt arises, wow, will there be something questionable in this video? And knowing how questionable the content of certain videos can be online, the only course of action is to not run that risk. Because if your right eye causes you to sin, the gospel says, pluck it out and throw it away. We miss nothing by depriving ourselves, so to speak, of the filth that could enter our minds. So the important thing is not to go in the first place or to take one's departure without being afraid of appearing strange or in any way unnatural. For a follower of Jesus Christ, what is unnatural is precisely the opposite. To live as real Christians, we have to ask God for the virtue of fortitude so that we will not make concessions for ourselves. We want to speak clearly to others without worrying about what people will say, even when we think they are not going to understand. Our words, accompanied by our example and an attitude of certainty and cheerfulness, will help them to understand and look for a more soundly based and better formation. Even if people are to find out we don't watch certain things or go certain places because they're occasions of sin, they might be surprised, but at the same time, edified. And we shouldn't be worrying about what they think or what their first reaction will be. Very often people are very defensive, and their first reaction is to attack the person that they think encroaches their own comfort zone. If anyone objects that he is immune to the influence of entertainments of this kind, we can point out to him at a suitable time that gradually, imperceptibly, a sort of hardness is formed around the soul, hindering its intimacy with God, and gradually making impossible the delicacy and respect that all true human love demands. When someone tells us that no harm is done to him by going to such places or watching such shows, it is perhaps a clear sign that he needs to give them up even more than anyone else. His eyes are possibly already clouded and his soul hardened as regards the good. Christians should give such entertainments a wide berth. They should avoid them from a distance. They should avoid contributing a single farthing towards supporting evil and do what they can to thwart and overcome it. But they should also make a positive contribution towards ensuring the existence of healthy, clean entertainments and wholesome attractions that help people rest from work, give them an opportunity to get to know others, provide pleasant means of intellectual development, and so on. Saint Joseph was faithful to his vocation as guardian and protector of Jesus and Mary, spiritual conclusion of our writer. He loved them with the purest of loves. Let us ask him today that we should have the fortitude to go on using the means that will enable us to contemplate God with a clear and penetrating gaze, that we should love our fellow creatures with a deep and clean love according to the particular vocation we have received. Praised be Jesus and Mary.